Our text this afternoon is taken from Joel, the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 to chapter 3, verse 21. Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 to chapter 3, verse 21. Let us all rise to read this responsively. Again, you may read from the screen or from your personal Bible. Joel, chapter 2, verse 28 to chapter 3, verse 21. Reading responsively, and I shall begin chapter 2, verse 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I'll pour my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants, upon the handmaids in those days will I pour my spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and the remnant whom the Lord shall call. For behold, in those days and in that time, when I shall bring again the captivity of Judah and Jerusalem, I will also gather all nations and will bring them down to the valley of Jehoshaphat, and will plead with them there for my people and for my heritage Israel, whom they have scattered among the nations and parted my land. And they have cast lots for my people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine that they might drink. Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head. Because ye have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold unto the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters to the land into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabians, to people far off, for the Lord has spoken it. Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears, let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out Zion and utter his voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountains shall drop down new wine, and the hills shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation together, for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. May the Lord bless the reading of his inerrant, infallible word. Let us pray. Most gracious God, teach us your word, O Lord. With our lips have we declared all the judgments of your mouth. We rejoice in your testimonies as in all riches. Help us to meditate in your precepts and have respect unto your law. We will delight ourselves in your statutes more than in necessary food. Grant us a holy appetite for your word. Lead us in your pathway of health and life. Hear our sincere heart cry through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you. Please be seated. Here are some words and phrases. Powerful, destructive, runs swiftly, covers a large area. What do you think the phrases refer to? You might suggest things such as a herd of stampeding buffalo, a flooded river, or a charging army. But Joel used these descriptors to describe the coming day of the Lord. His prophecies serve as a warning for Israel and a call for their true repentance. The day of the Lord begins at the tribulation and goes on to include the millennial kingdom of Christ. It includes the repentance of Israel, the outpouring of the Spirit, the return of Christ with church-age believers, the regathering of Israel, the judgment of the Gentiles, the restoration of Israel, and the establishment of the millennial kingdom. Joel focused on the second, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth events. Roman numeral 1, the outpouring of the Spirit. The outpouring of the Spirit. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32 brings us to a new section of Joel. In the Hebrew Bible, Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32 are a chapter by themselves. Thus, what we call chapter 3, the Jews call chapter 4. Joel chapter 2, verses 28 to 32 deals with a time period long after the events mentioned until verse 27 last week, as seen by the phrase, "And it shall come to pass afterward." Verse 28. Let's look at the verses again. "And it shall come to pass afterward, that I will pour my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour my Spirit, and I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the great and the terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord has said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call." Joel was speaking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The Apostle Peter referred to these verses of Joel in his great Pentecostal sermon of Acts chapter 2. Peter used these verses as an illustration of a work of the Spirit in his day. Just as God will one day, in the end, pour his Spirit upon all flesh, so on the day of Pentecost, he poured the Spirit on some. The actual fulfillment, however, was future. in Peter's day, and it is still future in our day. It is a prophecy for the end times, specifically for the end of the tribulation when Christ returns, judges the nations, and places Israel in the land God promised to them. Roman numeral 2, judgment of the nations. Judgment of the nations. Now, chapter 3 of Joel deals with the judgment of the nations and the restoration of Israel. The first 17 verses, concerned primarily Gentile nations. Letter A, the regathering of Israel. The first 17 verses concern primarily Gentile nations, save for verse 1. This is in verse 1, which talks about the regathering of Israel. At a college regathering 30 years after graduation, someone said to another, "See that fellow over there? Well, he's gotten so bald and so fat that he didn't recognize me." But we are not talking about a college regathering here. We are talking about the regathering of Israel in verse 1. Chapter 3 in our English Bible begins with a reference to this regathering of Israel. This will occur after the great tribulation is over. But more importantly, letter B, the judgment of the Gentiles. The judgment of the Gentiles. And this is from verses 2 to 17. Verses 2 to 17. The site of the judgment of the Gentiles will be the valley of Jehoshaphat. The name Jehoshaphat means Jehovah judges. Since this site is not mentioned in any other chapter of the Bible, scholars are not certain where it will be. The reason for the judgment is the treatment of God's chosen people, Israel. Joel chapter 3, verses 2 to 8. This judgment by Christ is also set forth in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 to 46, known as the judgment of the sheep and the goats. In this judgment, all nations are brought before the king. Now, looking at the Brown Driver Biggs lexicon, the word nations in Joel chapter 3, verse 2, in the Hebrew, could be referring to, number 1, the descendants of Abraham. Number 2, the people of Israel. Or number 3, non-Hebrew peoples, that is, Gentiles. In this context, it obviously refers to Gentiles. The Gentiles that have survived the tribulation are brought before the king for judgment. These Gentiles will be divided as sheep from goats according to Matthew chapter 25, verses 32 to 33. And as mentioned earlier, the judgment will take place in the valley of Jehoshaphat, Joel chapter 3, verse 2. The Gentile believers, who are good to the Jews during the tribulation, whom the Lord calls my brethren. The Jews were called by the Lord as my brethren in Matthew 25:40. Okay? The Gentile believers who are good to his brethren, the Jews during the tribulation, will enter the millennial kingdom of Christ. The Gentile unbelievers who have been inhospitable to the Jews during the tribulation are cast into the lake of fire. Also in Matthew chapter 25, verse 40. Now Joel chapter 3 verses 9 to 16 says, "Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles. Prepare war. Wake up the mighty men. Let all the men of war draw near. Let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fats overflow, for the wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people and the strength of the children of Israel." What three, or maybe what words, would describe the scene of Christ sitting as judge in the valley of Jehoshaphat before all the living Gentile unbelievers? What words? Perhaps awesome, ominous, and sad. The Gentiles are called to make ready for war, beating their plowshares into swords and their pruning hooks into spears. Having assembled, the Gentiles are judged by the Lord in the valley of Jehoshaphat. They have no chance to defeat the Lord. Roman numeral 3, the restoration of Israel. The restoration of Israel. The last four verses of Joel describe the millennial reign of Christ. Joel chapter 3 verses 18 to 21 says, "And it shall come to pass in that day that the mountain shall drop down new wine, and the hill shall flow with milk, and all the rivers of Judah shall flow with waters, and a fountain shall come forth of the house of the Lord, and shall water the valley of Shittim. Egypt shall be a desolation, and Edom shall be a desolate wilderness, for the violence against the children of Judah, because they have shed innocent blood in their land. But Judah shall dwell forever, and Jerusalem from generation to generation. For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion." Judah will enjoy the fullness of divine blessings during Christ's 1,000-year reign. The land will be fruitful, agriculture will prosper, water will be abundant, a river will begin at the temple, Joel chapter 3 verse 18, and flow eastward. See for yourselves Ezekiel chapter 47 verses 1 to 12. Even the valley of Shittim, that is the valley of acacias, normally a dry place, will be well watered. But the question arises, when will this physical restoration of Israel take place? When will this physical restoration of Israel take place? One day, when the father came home, he sat down to relax and read the paper. His son had other ideas. The playful boy continually pestered his father. The frustrated father was tired of his son's nagging and took a page of the paper that happened to have a map of Israel and tore it in pieces. "Son, go into the other room and put Israel back together." Moments later, the boy returned. He had taped Israel back together. The surprised father asked, "How did you do that so quickly?"
"It was easy," said the boy.
"You see, on the other side of the map was a picture of a man. And as soon as I got the man straightened out, Israel was okay too."
That is precisely when the physical restoration of Israel will take place.
Before the restoration of Israel, before the physical restoration of Israel, before the Lord physically restores Israel, the broken man will be put together first. The Jews will repent. Joel chapter 3 verse 21 shows this to be so. "For I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed."
How should the promises of verses 18 to 20 have affected the Jews of Joel's day?
How should these promises have affected the Jews of Joel's day? The Jews should have repented of their sin and rejoiced in their gracious and just God.
As I said 2 weeks ago, they did not. They did not. But the Jews of the tribulation period will repent. The outpouring of the Spirit, the regathering of Israel, the judgment of the Gentiles, and the restoration of Israel.
We are again reminded that the joys and blessings of God are limited to those who know Him by faith. The judgment of the Gentiles will be a time of horror for those who do not know the Lord. The time of the regathering of Israel will be a time of judgment upon those Gentiles who have rejected God's salvation. This is a terrible picture of the judgment of those who stand outside of Christ. It should cause all of us to double our efforts to make the message of salvation known. Amen. We should be encouraged to live for Him so others will see His righteousness and turn to the Lord. May we also be much in prayer for those outside of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
In closing, Baruch, let's all rise then to sing "Give of Your Best to the Master." It's over there. "Give of your best to the Master. Give of the strength of your youth. Throw your soul's fresh glowing ardor into the battle for truth." Next best opportunity, Chinese New Year visitation this coming Saturday. Your last chance to give all these tracks out before Chinese New Year arrives.